Thank you, Joel. And yes, as my colleagues and the presenters were saying, this is the space to talk about this. This is the space for critical thinking. And so I'm glad that Kehinde just mentioned that. And this conversation is very pertinent since education, acknowledging colonialism as the origin of racism, is embedded in the Durban Declaration and Program of Action. So that's why we're talking about these things. But also, from these conversations, from the one that we had yesterday and from this, we can get more ideas to talk about. For example, intersectionality, which is very important. And there's a lot of critical studies that talks about intersectionality and the risks that it imposes, no? Like replicating the categories. But it's worth the reflection, it's worth the space for critical thinking in order to apply it better, no? Like in each country and public policy. And so thanks again. This was very enriching, and this brings us to the end of the thematic discussion, Anti-Racism in Education and Public Discourse. I hereby close the second public meeting of the 10th session of the Group of Independent Eminent Experts on the Implementation of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action.